Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition falls into the category of classical warhorse. Famous compositions, the 1812 overture, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Handel's Messiah, that delight many listeners because of their excellence and their familiarity. You could even say that Pictures is a warhorse two times over. There's the orchestrated version by Ravel, and there is the original for solo piano. Our music critic, Tom Manoff, confesses that after hearing hundreds of versions of Pictures over the years, the piece had become stale for him. But thanks to a new CD, that is no longer the case.
A pianist friend of mine says that the reason classical warhorses become tedious is not because we've heard them so many times, but because we've heard them so many times played badly, and it takes a special performance to make the piece come alive again. Yevgeny Kissin's new recording of Pictures at an Exhibition proves her point. The work unfolds as a series of remarkably vivid impressions of actual paintings the composer saw. Here's Kissin's rendering of The Gnome, half playful, half frightening. One of the most challenging pictures, musically, is the old castle and its medieval troubadour in the foreground. Mussorgsky wrote simple music for this scene, a sad, plaintive melody that sings over a low, obstinate drone. In the wrong hands, this music is as dry as burnt toast, but Kissin lets it unfold with the most delicate musical strokes, as if he were drawing the picture one line at a time. Other pictures call for knuckle-breaking fingerwork. This is how Kissin creates Baba Yaga, a fairy tale witch who flies through the air with the bones of children. Listening to this performance, I was honestly surprised that any pianist could resurrect this piece for me. But Kissin finds just the right emotional shading for each scene. Mussorgsky's Pictures are back.
The CD is Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition, featuring pianist Yevgeny Kissin. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff.